For hundreds of years, editorial cartoonists have been dealing with politics from the local to the federal levels. And in the world of editorial cartoons, there's something of a rule that the cartoonist is supposed to comment on the news, not become the news. Unfortunately, this is not always the case, as we've seen with cartoonist Rob Rogers, recently fired by the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. It seems Rogers ran afoul of his editor about cartoons critical of President Trump. The short version of the story is the editor told Rogers to tone them down. Rogers said no, and the editor told Rogers his services were no longer needed. So here are at least two issues. First, the employer-employee relationship, and second, the need for Post-Gazette readers to have access to alternative points of view. Let's be very clear. Rogers was employed by the paper, and his employment was ultimately based on following the legitimate instructions of his supervisor. The editor said Rogers' cartoons were not reflective of the newspaper's political views and were thus inappropriate. Clear and simple. The alternative viewpoint argument is much more complex. Traditionally, news organizations are supposed to provide access to alternative points of view. There is the news outlet's editorial position, then the so-called op-ed position. And in these days of fewer and fewer outlets, the presentation of alternative viewpoints is more important than ever. But wait a minute, are there in fact fewer and fewer outlets? For better or worse, the internet is providing a plethora of viewpoints from the extreme right to the extreme left. The fact is, Rogers will probably have a new job by this time next week. But at the newspaper, once again, business concerns drove editorial content. And shame on them. I'm Larry Burris.